everyone, and welcome to episode 279 of the 8-Bit Geek. If this is your first episode, let me clue you in on what the show is like. It's like losing your virginity, okay? You know, you go through your whole life and then you see that one, you know? You see the one and you're like, that's her or that's him. And you work up that courage to ask him or her out. You date for a while and finally you get your parents' house alone for the night. You go to the store, you buy dildos, and lube, and anal prep cream, because that's what the porns do. So, that's what you follow. And then you go to that Walmart checkout lady and she gives you a wink on the way out. Says, have fun. And you get prepped just for a fun night. Then you spread those toys out in the living room on the coffee table. Your date's all worked up and ready to go. And then your parents walk in with your pants down and lube in your hand. That's 8-Bit for you. I'm Jeremy, and with me today are two men who stole their virginity back twice.
I had to. It's a very precious commodity. I'm only going to lose it once. Twice. So this is very important. It's very high priced on the market.
It's a high value.
Yeah, a lot of value. Kev?
Kev? Kev?
This whole time I've been fucking muted, and I said some gold shit, and you guys didn't laugh, and I got angry, and then I realized I was muted. God damn it. I'm Kevin.
Wait, say your gold.
Can we go back? What was the gold?
We can't go back. I want to know what the fuck you said. That's 8-Bit for you. I'm like, which one? What are we? Are we the lube? Are we the parents?
Oh, that's for you to figure out.
I know, I don't want to be the lube.
Why are you picking the lube?
I said I don't want to be the lube.
Yeah, I know, but why is that an option for you?
You said you said things with your mouth.
Oh my god.
I'm so Kevin.
Hi guys.
Hey buddy. Yo.
It's been a week.
It's been the longest week that a week.
Did we already talk about on this show? We've been doing this show for so long that I forget sometimes, but have we talked about losing our virginities?
Yep.
Did we? Okay.
Yep.
Wow. Mouth virginities?
Mouth virginity?
Mm-hmm. What?
You pillow pants or what was the... What was the mouth troll? Lister Fiend? Oh, yeah, Lister Fiend.
No, that wasn't it, was it?
Yeah.
The mouth troll. Cut my penis off.
Oh, put your thing in it.
What?
We're talking about Clerks 2.
Clerks 2. Oh, God.
Randall? No, was it? What's the kid's name? I forgot what his name was, but he was awesome. I loved him.
He was one of the best parts of that movie. It was so funny. Mm-hmm.
He makes video games now. Really? He's got a company that did. He did a game starring Randall from Clerks, and it was called like Randall's Day Out or something like that. But that was done by the dude.
Did he work on the Kevin Smith game as well?
I didn't know there was a Kevin Smith game.
Yeah, there was like a Kevin and Jason. It was a Kevin Smith, Jason Mewes game, and it was a mobile game.
No, not that I know of.
Hmm. Well, look that up, okay?
Okay, BRB. Hacking away.
Hey, real quick, thanks a lot, Crush Paradise and Ratty, for the subscription. Crush Paradise, 5 months in a row.
Oh.
And then Ratty for 7.
Kevin just went straight deep throat. Jero's working the tip.
Mm-hmm. Yep. If you like what you hear so far, you can always subscribe to us. And one way is by using our sponsors, Audio Boom, where you get the boom in your audio. They provide all of
I hope that's not their tag.
God, I hope it is.
Because that's bad. Unless it is, in which case, It's good.
It's real good. if you don't want to go over to Audio Boom because you're like, I don't trust them, you can always find us on Spotify, iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher Radio. Of course, you can always find us on social media at the 8-Bit Geek. And of course, every Monday night, we record this show live for our listeners. We're on Twitch, 8 p.m. Central Standard Time. 8:05 sometimes, 8:10, 8:15 at the most, 8:20 if we're pushing it. But that's it. You know, we're just in between 8 and 8:20. We're always here. We're always live. Come chat with us. The you know, the chat's always going. People are always like, hey, this show sucks. And we're like, we know. It's a good time. But if you can't make it to a live show and you still want to, for some reason, communicate with us, you can hit us up on Discord. All that information is on the website. Discord's a cool little app that we talk about every week that you get to go in there, and there's like different channels and shit, and you can just talk and talk and talk, and it's cool. You can meet people. You can make relationships. We've gotten two people married, so that's a lie. We haven't gotten anyone married, but we're looking for that.
I thought we did.
No, I mean, you know. If you are looking to get married and you need someone to marry you and you're in the Texas area, let us know. We'll get ordained.
Winters is ordained.
we'll get ordained and we'll have an 8-bit wedding. Okay.
How long does it take to get ordained?
2 minutes. You could just do it online and then print it out.
Really?
Yeah.
Let's all get ordained.
That'd be fun.
We can make that an episode. 8-bit gets ordained.
Let's see. What else we got? We got some events going down this week as well. If you go check out the website. We are playing this week. We got Hearthstone on Thursday. Sorry. That's both the US and the UK. That's a free to play game. And then we have Towerfall on that Friday. So make sure that you connect with us and we're going to play some games together and stuff like that. So, and then we want to pimp out our other shows. We have 8-Bit Saga, Divas, Dropkicks and Dives, and Brainberry Tarts. You could go check all those shows out. They have a lot of great content there for you as well. And last but not least, we'll make this short about Patreon because we're going to have Doug read off a whole bunch of names. But, you know, we want to thank you from the bottom of our heart. We read today we have 77 paying subscribers, okay, with our Patreon. And what that means is that you guys are giving us your hard-earned money and you're trusting us with that money. And it is going towards some pretty sweet things throughout the years, and we've been able to reach a lot of people. We've been able to you know, get the equipment that we've needed for the show, and we've always tried to give back. We always try to overgive with some content, and we're working on some really fucking awesome shit right now. One of them is that we're doing the 8-bit cooking show. I just launched episode 2. I did a hamburger. Kev did episode 1, and these are just pilot episodes while we get this thing on the off the ground, but it's exclusive to Patreon. And so we have 2 episodes there for you. If you want to subscribe, you can go back and watch them. Doug is coming up with his at some point in 6 years. So you'll get prepared for that. And Doug, take it away. Who are our Patreons, man?
Thank you, Jay Leno.
Yeah.
Hi, everybody.
I wish Jay Leno would.
What the fuck was that? That wasn't even. Who was that?
Hi, everybody.
I wish Jay Leno was Patreon.
Yeah, me too.
I wish he was a patriot.
I wish he was a patriot. Not some leftist scum. I'm just kidding. So thanks to Lauren, Mike Myers, David, Ryan, Floor Salami.
Yeah.
Sir Cashmere Jones, Lawrence. Nice. Let's see, Guestimator, Victor, Deb, an underwhelming burrito. Man, that's just sad. Because you don't want a burrito to ever be underwhelming.
And you know what burrito he or she's probably talking about, right?
Chipotle.
Like that Chipotle.
No, not Chipotle, because that's not underwhelming.
No.
We're talking about that other bullshit burrito place.
Taco Bell.
No.
No.
The Freebirds.
Oh, well,
Freebirds. Yeah. Fuck Freebirds. And Qdoba.
Yeah.
You fake.
Qdoba? What are you, fucking Quebec?
Qdoba.
Qdoba.
It's Qdoba.
They do these stupid, and fuck Moe's too. Moe's burrito was overpriced and it was terrible.
Yeah. So fuck all those fake traders. I don't know why they're traders.
Fuck Trader Joe's.
Fuck Trader Joe's.
And your $3 chuck.
Fuck. That reminded me of Saga, one of the goofs in one of the latest episodes where it's like, does he yell traitor at me? And then like, what do you trade things? What do you trade? All right, anyway, sorry. Bruce, Jason, Kane, Drew, Drake. Oh shit, Drake, guys.
Oh shit.
We got Finnish
guy. Yeah, Drake, man. Finnish guy with a knife.
Whoa.
Hmm. Yeah, okay. I don't know. Blake, Brett, Benny, One Step Down.
Woo.
Aiden, Sam, Keegan, finally. Jen, Dr. Roxo. Oh, God.
Yeah!
Who the fuck is Kenny?
Who is Kenny?
Indeed. Chad. Who's Chad? Where's Chad? Pretty many of us that remember that old series.
Yeah.
Antoine, Frodo Swaggins.
God, nice. I love these names.
I think people are going and changing them just so I can read them. Robert, Star Citizen Cunt P.
Oh, yeah. That was a great episode.
Jesus. Lee Walker, Renee, Julian, Gavin, Ross, Windress. I mean, seriously, Windress. Who's been making up these fucking names? Aaron, David, Nick. The thing is, I know she's never going to listen to it, so it's okay. Chris, AJ. I got to scroll down. Hold on.
Oh, AJ.
Carl.
No.
Alt Saxon. Silver Dusk. Christy. Christopher. That is a classic. Blades, Snorkel, Gone Off. Let's see. You guys are that smart. Joshy Boo.
Hey! Oh,
Joshy Henrik, Boo. Link, Timo.
Link!
Man, Timo finally showed back up in Discord after being away for a while. I was really glad to see him back. Mm-hmm. Andrew, Tony, Cyberhog, I Love Ratty.
Oh.
Fuck me. I should have read these before. Ratty. Eric Hopland, Leonard Bainham, Justin, Linz, Caleb, and Jesse, as well as Crassy, the Lonely Trainers Pokemon Gang, Mo, Jessica, Garth, Chipboard, Maddo, whatever, and Michael, as well as Ed, and our secret donator, Brittle Moose. Brittle Moose.
Oh, Brittle Moose.
Am I supposed to say something about that?
Brittle Moose.
Okay.
I was whispering and then no one said anything.
Some ASMR here?
No. If I was going to do ASMR, I'd be like, oh, hey guys, how's it going?
Oh, God.
How's this doing for you? Is this just like, you feel it down your neck? You feel it like the kind of just...
I can make it feel down your neck.
If I had a soul, it would be feeling really weird right now.
Hey, I just got a text from somebody who sent me a wanted ad. Can I read it real quick before we get into misconnections?
The text?
Yeah. No, it was a picture of it.
Oh, okay.
Wanted to borrow an orange cat.
Oh.
It's on a little billboard. Or I don't know what the hell. Wanted to borrow an orange cat for 24 to 48 hours to have lasagna dinner with Garfield-loving 4-year-old and 2-year-old children.
Aww.
Will return cat happy and cared for. Cat will not be required to eat lasagna. Please no feral cats. Please take your cat back at the end. Not looking to adopt. Thank you. An increasingly desperate but not crazy mom of two with no friends that owns orange cats.
Oh, that would have been a Walter moment. Oh, we could have made some money.
Oh, so funny.
Damn you, Walter, for not being alive enough long enough so I can exploit you.
I mean, you kind of did.
Oh, yeah, you're right. I did. Yeah. Thanks for those million views, everyone.
So... Oh, yeah. Hey, did the Pokemon Trainers Club get announced?
Yeah.
Okay. I just want to make sure. They're my boys.
Yeah, that was like early on.
Okay.
Well, it was one of the very last ones.
Or the very first ones.
It depends on
where in the middle.
If you were listening to the show backwards, Doug. Come on. Pokemon Trainers. No, wait. Club
Trainer. The club. All your mind goes back to is the club.
The club. All right, let's get into some misconnections. Every week we take real ads from the misconnection section of Craigslist. We read them in funny voices. They're completely real. We don't edit them in any way, although we do add a little bit.
You know, we say we don't edit, but there's been times where Kev has not said words.
That's true. And I don't like it. You're supposed to read it word for word.
Yeah. The only word that I'll let you not say is the N-word for very clear and obvious reasons. Yeah. If it's racist in any ways, you don't have to read it.
Yeah, you don't have to say that word.
But if it's like cunt
or...
You just hear Ollie in the next room. Cunt.
I like the chat. Nachos? Nipples? all right. We definitely can't make this stuff up. Let's do this.
Boy sees girl. Boy is interested in girl. Boy awkwardly stares at girl from across the room. Boy never approaches girl. Girl leaves. Boy swears they are meant for one another. Boy turns to Craigslist for help finding girl. 8-Bit Geek steps in. Welcome to Misconnections.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Sean.
That's me. Wait, Sean who? Are we doing a bit? Or is this a knock-knock joke?
Yeah.
Well, start over.
Okay. Oh, man. Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Sean.
Sean who?
I didn't have a punchline.
God, fuck you. God damn it.
Hi, Sean.
What's up, fellas?
Hey, what's up, buddy? How are you been?
I've been all right.
Listen, I don't mean to rush you, but
yeah,
there's a big show, and you have a lot to read.
Okay, all right. I won't fuck around then.
But
to the guy
I
gave us...
Hold on. What? Wait. But before you start, how's your day?
It's been all right.
Okay.
Okay.
Up to anything? Yeah. Or
what's that?
Up to anything? Or
no, you know, and I haven't been in Saga a lot lately either, so I've just been like very bored.
Yeah. You weren't in the last episode of Saga.
Well, last few episodes, if I've been in them, I've had like a line, and then like, yeah, the last few sessions, there's been little to no.
You got replaced last episode. We just recorded this on Saturday, and there was another droid. Not you.
What?
Yeah.
What?
Mm-hmm.
Motherfuckers, yeah. Who was it?
Link B.
That son of a bitch.
Oh, yeah.
That son of a bitch.
Anyways,
he doesn't make the crew macaroni and cheese.
I know that, but you got to talk to the person who, you know.
He doesn't put Swisher Sweets on their Alexa Google shopping list thing or whatever it was.
Hey, gotcha. Before you start reading, Kev, you do your job.
Do my what?
Do your job.
What's going on? Ganoff has just resubscribed. I didn't know what you said. He's a do your job. Ganoff has resubscribed for 4 months. Thank you, Ganoff, for that. Also, Random Hero has used 14 bits. And Olivia Page used 6 bits. And now we go. Thanks, Doug.
No problem.
Sean.
No problem, fellas.
Well, what do you got this week?
This week I have to the guy I gave a skull to on the L train.
What?
Just listen. I just want to let you know that I wasn't a crazy lady. Here's what happened.
Well.
And just in case you thought I was a lady. A guy was running for a train. I saw something go flying off the end of his cane. Yes, he was running with a cane. After a few seconds of me and other waiting passengers looking around stupidly at each other, I decided to be a good Samaritan. I picked it up and saw it was a skull. Oh, sorry. It was a small polished replica of a human skull. That's not as exciting anymore. I looked to the old man standing next to me and said, "It's a skull." He shrugged his shoulders. I didn't want it, but I have such a particular hatred of littering that I didn't want to drop it back on the floor, lest someone think I was a dirty skull litterer. I decided the proper thing to do would be to give it back to whoever dropped the thing. So I jumped on the train, or I jumped in the door of the L train and saw you with what I thought was a cane. So I said, "Here's a skull," and handed it to you. You were shocked. I thought because you didn't realize it was lost. But as I backed off the train, as the doors closed, I saw that it wasn't a cane you had, but an umbrella and luggage. And you clearly weren't the person who dropped the skull.
Uh-oh.
I can't imagine how weird it must have been to have some woman run into a train, shove a skull in your hand, and tell you that it's yours. So I'm just writing this letting you know that it wasn't a voodoo ritual or an ominous mafia warning or a gang initiation, but a misguided attempt at getting to know you better. I surely thought you had dropped your skull. Now, what did you do with it? I'm dying to know.
Threw it in the next stop trash can.
Yours truly, Sean Pennis.
I would have thrown that thing down and then gotten some little wet wipes, disinfectant.
Mm-hmm.
Put that shit all over my hands.
No, well, it's a polished replica, so, you know.
I know, but, like, who drops one of that and then, like, just doesn't go pick it up? It makes me feel like it's got a detonator in there or something, you know? Something weird.
Wow. Man.
Some weird shit.
God, seriously, though, can you imagine what that person was thinking? Like, what the fuck?
Yeah! Like, did someone put a hit on me? Did someone put a hit on me?
The black spot! Treasure Island. Wow. Billy Connolly.
That's like a turn.
He got the black spot, which was like you're about to be killed by pirates. Oh. And that's the noise he made because he's Billy Connolly. What were you about to say, Kev? You're in the middle of saying something.
No, I was trying to remember who Billy Connolly was. I remember Chris Connolly. Who's Bill Connolly? Why can't I say that?
Billy Connolly?
Yeah, that dude.
Oh my God, just looking up.
If I look it up, I'm going to see his face.
Are you guys looking it up? Are we moving on?
Wait, who the fuck?
What are we
doing? Oh, that dude from Boondock Saints. Yes. And from Head of the Class, the new class or whatever. Why do I know that?
As Raddy says, he's a Scottish comedian. He's also in The Hobbit. Not that that matters. You haven't seen it.
I've seen The Hobbit. I saw the first two. I didn't see the third one for some reason.
I think he's in... It might be the third one. He's like a dwarven king, and he rides into the battle on like a hog.
All right.
So fucking funny. Sorry. What were you about to say, Jer?
I was just taking a drink, getting ready for this voice.
Uh-oh.
Oh, okay.
Hey, Perry. Well, hey, Perry. Hey, how's it going?
Well, it's going okay. It's been a while since we've been invited on with this show. Well,
people don't like us around here. But I don't know why.
I don't really know why either. I think that we're pretty fucking delightful.
When people ask me about food suggestions, I give it to them.
I really wish they'd invite us to do an episode of their cooking show. It would just be butter. butter.
Speaking of butter, did you lose a ham? Perhaps a bear broke into your kitchen and stole it. Maybe from the counter where it was cooling. And then, like, discarded it because it was overly salty.
You can't overly salt a ham. Get out of here.
Are you using salted or unsalted butter?
Right. You got that right, Perry.
Always salted butter. Always salted butter. Overly salted. It really helps accentuate the butter flavor.
Or maybe you and some other sinisters you just met were snacking or something on a Moog Fest.
What? Moog Fest.
Food. Butterfest. That's what I go to. But when you woke up on Monday morning next to the trash cans in a Chicken Alley. It was gold.
What the fuck is a Chicken Alley? Kev, what's a Chicken Alley?
Chicken Alley? It sounds, isn't it like...
All right.
Did you take me there for chicken nuggets?
I'm not sure. You know, like the possible scenario under what switch someone might lose a ham. I never would. It's worse probably. It's in worse shape than it was when I saw it last night, Perry. Perhaps due to the rain or like random vagrant gnawing on it. The brown fat on one side isn't so deliciously crispy looking this morning. It's a bone-in ham. I looked at it. But it's obviously from the photo, you know. It's been eaten some, but it's definitely some serious meat left on it. It looks pretty tasty in its day.
There it was.
Wait, was it you? Is this your ham? Yep.
It's not my ham, but I might be the vagrant that snacked on it last night in the rain.
I told you not to go outside.
I don't know why. There was a ham in the alley.
In our chicken alley. Anyway, it's just laying there in the mulch between the Civic Center and the sidewalk. I'm sure you'll be relieved to know where it is. Okay, well, that's my time. I got butter cooking.
If it's still there in the morning, I'm going to go get it and just rinse it off. And we're going to have ham dinner tomorrow night.
Bro, ham don't go bad. You know that.
Ham can't go bad. It's physically impossible for a ham to go bad.
And if it does go bad, you just put some butter on top of it and cook it.
No, yep, that's right.
Brings it back to life.
Butter. Butter.
Hey, where's our third brother?
Butter.
Hey, Perry. Hey, Terry.
Hey, Larry. Hey, Larry. What's going on? Where were you?
I was at Chicken Alley. It was apparently Chicken Alley is a small, narrow alley in downtown Asheville.
Well, do me a favor, Larry. Pick up the ham and bring it in, okay?
I'm gonna bring in alley ham.
Oh, okay. Bye, guys.
In Chicken Alley.
See you soon, Larry.
Love you guys.
Love you.
Love you too.
Love brother. Love butter more, but
really though, it is called Chicken Alley, and apparently there's a ghost of Chicken Alley.
It's the ham. That's who ate the ham.
There you go. Problem solved.
Ghost stole the ham. Their long lost brother, Barry.
It was this is on North Carolina Ghost Stories. So check that out.
Well, what do you got this week, Kev?
God damn it. Well, we've got a new guest tonight. Well, not a new guest, but he's recently unemployed or at least banned from YouTube.
And on Spotify. And iTunes.
In iTunes and
everywhere Facebook. But Twitter.
But yep. Twitter. Here he is, everybody.
Oh, fuck you. I'll get my own intro. Yeah, I'm Alec Jones. Yeah, InfoWars just got shut down on fucking YouTube. I can say fuck now because, you know, it doesn't fucking matter. I don't have a show. I'm on your shitty fucking show.
I mean, you're getting $5.
Oh, shit. I didn't know this was a paying gig. Hold up.
I mean, it's $5 to Chicken Alley.
Oh, all right. I gargled it for you.
Yeah.
All right. Let me tell you about a little Craigslist ad I made. This is back when I was on my third wife. I was on her when I wrote this, actually. This is the crazy lady at Safeway check stand yelling about candied yams. Now, I don't normally go to Safeway, but today I was in the line at Safeway today. And you were a few check stands over screaming for someone to help you find candied yams. Now, I don't even know what the hell they are, but I was definitely turned on. You, 50s or 60s, crazy as shit, and apparently really likes yams. Now, you settled on fresh ones when you realized the store didn't carry them. I wanted to go pretend to look at the onions and stare at you while you picked out a choice yam, but I was too busy. Too busy fucking getting more aluminum foil. But maybe we can get together sometime and candify them. I'll bring the sugar. It's not okay to contact this poster with services and other commercial interests. I don't want you displaying my posting ID on here. I could be tracked through that. Make sure you take it away. Bring back my show, you fucking assholes.
Nah. Nah. You just live on Twitter.
He go.
Oh, you'd... Alex?
Email to a friend!
No, you forgot something at the bottom. You forgot something at the bottom.
Oh, you can never forget. 9/11 was an inside job. Conversations. Never forget 9/11.
Thanks, Alex.
I also didn't forget about Dre either. You may think I did, but I didn't.
Okay. Okay. It looks like he's just hovering around the mic. It looks like he's about to say something else. I can't trust him.
You turn the frame frogs gay. I'll see you later.
All right. Well, let's get into some top box office. Man, I'm a little disappointed because what opened this week was two films that had potential. Well, number one was Mission Impossible Fallout for a second week in a row. It made $35 million, so it's grossed over $100 million. And it is, I think this is the most successful Mission Impossible movie yet. And then coming in second place was Christopher Robin, making $25 million. I thought this was going to make a lot more. I went to go see this movie.
Yeah.
I took the kiddo and the wife, and I absolutely adored it. I loved every second
what
of
did,
it.
What did everyone else in your family think?
They loved it, too. Colin really enjoyed it. See, Colin had never had...
childhood? Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, that too. He never watched Winnie the Pooh. Like, it just wasn't on his radar. And so when he watched this, you know, he was like, oh, wow, this was actually really good. And, you know, he enjoyed it. Ashley enjoyed it a lot as well. But for me, it was really special because I watched this. I watched Pooh like every day.
Go on. So. Still do.
at about 6 p.m. every day.
It's good that you have a schedule.
Yeah, it's on a schedule. It's good, you know. And then The Spy Who Dumped Me, coming in third, making $12.4 million, which was supposed to be like a really cool action comedy, and I was hoping for good things, but it's only got a 51 on Metacritic or Metascore.
Yeah, so. It looked pretty bad. It looked pretty. I didn't even see a trailer for this. Yeah, it looked pretty bad.
I mean, it has Kate McKinnon and Mila Kunis and. I was like, oh, this should be a fun time, but no.
Yeah, no clue.
No. All right, let's get into some movie news, because we got a lot. We got a lot of news everywhere.
So much
news. And the first, what was that, guys?
No fucking clue, my friend.
The first one up is a little bit more on James Gunn, and we have some updates going on here, which I... Whew, Dave Dave Poutine Pizza came out recently.
That sounds so fucking good.
Yeah, poutine pizza does sound pretty good, actually.
God, I hate being fat.
I want
Hey,
it.
Canadians, does that exist?
It has to, right?
Right, that has to exist somewhere.
Hit us up on our Twitter. Please let us know that.
So you make a pizza, right? You got your pizza.
You got.
And then you put gravy instead of red sauce.
Yeah, you get like a really thick brown gravy.
Yeah, right? And then you lay that down, and then you layer it with fries. And then on top of that, you do your mozzarella cheese.
I think I'd do mozzarella. I think I would do mozzarella. I would do like convenient, like normal like pizza style, right? Like tons of mozzarella. And then like, yeah, fries, mozzarella, and cheese curd.
I do like
put the
spots.
Cheese curd on last.
Yeah, I'd do like spots of cheese curd.
Yeah, I think I would go the like mozzarella cheese first because you want that to melt and real nice, and then French fries, and then you like curds on top of that.
I am gonna fucking make this pizza.
I was gonna say, Doug or Jer, there's an episode of Cooking with Geeks right there.
Oh my god, that sounds so good, but like also like 5,000.
It has to be called Dave Poutine's Poutine Pizza.
Also like 5,000 calories a slice.
Oof, yeah.
Somewhere around there.
Tastiest heart attack ever.
Oh man. So Mr. Dave Pizza Bautista Pete came out today and said that he was like, well, I'm you know, on Twitter, I will do what I'm legally obligated to do with Guardians without James Gunn. Is because what I signed up for. Let's see, Guardians of the Galaxy without James Gunn just isn't Guardians of the Galaxy. It's also pretty nauseating to work for someone who's empowered a smear campaign by fascists and cyber Nazis. That's just how I feel. But then he updated it because he did an interview with Shortlist. And he said he will walk away if Marvel doesn't use James Gunn's script for Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3. He said, where I'm at right now is that if Marvel doesn't use that script, I'm going to ask them to release me from my contract, cut me out, or recast me. I'd be doing James a disservice if I didn't. Fuck.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's pretty.
I wish, lots of respect to Dave Bautista for standing up for James Gunn and stuff. But at the same time, I feel like I wish it had been a bigger character in the whole story franchise. While Drax is a big character, at the same time, I don't like, to me, he could be
expendable.
Yeah, because you don't need him. You know what, yeah, they may have already filmed Avengers Infinity War 2 or whatever, like that's already coming out, but you could easily just cut him out.
Yeah, I mean, they've already,
guess who didn't get brought back?
Exactly, you know what I mean? Like they already have their out. They could just be like, oh well, he died.
Yeah,
but he makes up the Guardians. Like he is a huge part of the Guardians of the Galaxy.
No, yeah. 100% agreed, but I could see them easily being like, cool, bye. Mm-hmm. Like, if it was Chris Pratt, that's a different story, because his story is so, like, important to the entire, like, franchise that if he was to say he'd back out, I feel like he would actually have a little more power to kind of sway Disney in a way.
Yeah.
Because, yeah, I feel like a Disney exec somewhere is going to be like, fine, see ya.
I feel like I wish that the whole cast would just be like, you know what? If James Gunn isn't involved, at least with his script, we all walk.
Yeah.
Like, how fucking really awesome would that be? Like, I know it won't happen because people like their paychecks and they want to keep working in Hollywood and they're not going to blacklist themselves. But
I don't feel like in this case, you wouldn't be blacklisting yourself. I don't feel like this is, it would be, because there's so many people in and out of the Disney / Marvel like franchise that are standing by James Gunn in this, that I don't feel like anybody would be pissed at them for making that stand. And I don't think they'd be black, 'cause yeah, they may not work on a Disney movie ever again. Mm-hmm. Chris Pratt doesn't need a fucking Disney movie. He's fine. And like, same thing with Zoe Saldana or whatever. She already had a really good career up until, you know, continuing on with this. Mm-hmm. I'm pretty sure she's fine.
Yeah.
And that can be said again about a lot of the cast. Bradley Cooper doesn't fucking need this. Are you kidding me? No. Bradley fucking Cooper. Like,
that's true. Vin Diesel needs this. He can't walk away.
Yeah, because they're not going to make another Fast and Furious movie till like 2025 when they're done with the Rock.
That was his frustration. I would love to see them just at least use the fucking script, essentially. Yeah. We got some awesome news. Some fucking awesome news. And if you haven't heard yet, well, you're living under a rock, or you just don't care, or you're not like into pop culture stuff. I don't fucking know. Maybe Winters doesn't care. She's in the chat. Hi. But Patrick Stewart will be coming back for Star Trek again in a Star Trek series exclusively for CBS All Access. Jean-Luc Picard coming back.
Yeah, they got to get people to actually buy into their service somehow. So you go big. or you go home.
Yeah. Because that's all they have right now, right? Is just, they don't have much on that streaming service.
They have Star Trek Discovery.
True. Is, but I don't, I mean, they wouldn't, if it was big enough.
I think that's it.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know about anything else.
Man. I never got into the Next Generation TV show. I watched all the movies, and I thought those were badass, but I never watched the actual TV show.
Hmm.
Like a few, I've seen a few episodes here and there, just in passing. But I love him though. He is a wonderful, wonderful man.
Yeah.
So let's bring him back.
I'm excited to see him back.
Me too. Hey guys. Guess what?
What?
DC is off the rails, and they're just green lighting everything at this point. Not saying this is a bad move. I want to put that out there because somebody's gonna give me shit about, oh, you fuck you. But they're making a Supergirl movie. It's officially in the works, and the only reason why I kind of give it a little shit is because of the fact that two reasons. One. They still haven't announced Man of Steel 2 or a new Superman film. And two, they're not going to use the CW actress for Supergirl.
Hmm.
So
why?
And it's being penned by 22 Jump Street writer Oren Uziel. Sure. So that'll be interesting.
No,
right? Not. You don't think this would...
I just have the huge problem with DC not using their TV counterparts in the movies.
Me too.
Like I get that DC's trying to be this weird, like, okay, it doesn't exist because we have multiple universes, so this is this universe's stuff and this is this universe's stuff. And it's like, cut the bullshit. Yeah. Marvel paid off because they went from the beginning. They're like, all right, here's an individual movie. All right, yeah. Then we'll do the team. I don't know, man. They're falling behind. DC is.
Do you know why they're doing this? Do you know why they're greenlighting this? I can tell you one. It's all because of what's her name? Fuck. Why can't I think of it?
What is she starting?
Fucking.
Who is she?
The fucking. she just got her own movie, and it was huge for DC.
Wonder Woman,
thank you. I don't know why I had a brain fart there, but Wonder Woman made them a ton of money. So what do the executives do? They go, hey guys, let's green light all the women to make us more money. Like, cause that made a lot of money.
I mean, sure. But at the same time, like they recently just kind of dropped Batgirl.
Yeah. Because they couldn't decide on a script. Well,
it's because Joss Whedon says there wasn't a story to tell. Joss Whedon can pull his dick out of his ass for a second and realize that there is a fucking story to tell.
Oh yeah,
it's full of shit. but
ultimately, it comes down to money don't take it the wrong way. She's in the chat.
Yeah, we don't mean it that way. That's the thing. They're just greenlining these movies, but like they're not being made.
Right. But they're doing it because they have passion behind it and they want to have a movement. They just see the dollar signs that from Wonder Woman and go, we can replicate this with our other ones. I mean, you have Birds of Prey coming out. You now have Supergirl coming out. So I just feel like it's less of a movement and more of a money grab.
I don't know why she wants to fight us. We're just being so just confrontational right now. We agree.
Yeah.
Come on. Joss Whedon's the one who was supposed to be writing the Batgirl movie and was like, nah, there's no stories here. Like, don't fight us.
But she does say,
I don't know his actual quote. But no, I said the same thing. When they first announced that he was going to be doing it, I said, I hope that he brings Gail Simone on because of her Batgirl series. So I 100% agree. I wish I could find his quote. I'm going to look up his quote. If I can find
why are you saying that? Winter says that Barbara Gordon Batwoman is easily one of the most compelling women in the DC universe. I have got to read that. Is that in the comics right now? Because that is badass. I'd fucking watch that or I'd read it.
Yeah. Didn't you? Did you watch? What was it? Did you watch The Dark Knight animated movie or read the book?
Read the book? Oh, no. Okay, I watched the animated movie, yeah.
Yeah, so Barbara Gordon was Robin in that one.
Oh, man. I don't know where I'm at then.
Okay, I guess he didn't say that there wasn't any stories. He just said he didn't have any. He says Batgirl is such an exciting project and Warner DC collaborative and supportive partners that it took me months to realize that I didn't have a story, which is what I was saying, you know, again, originally when they first hired him on, like, why would you not go to the current writer of the comics that has been hugely successful for DC Comics and have her as like your writing partner? Why would you not pull her over and be like, please write this movie for me? Like, because your job is to direct, man. Like, just take her story and make a movie. Like, I don't, and be involved in the decisions that obviously go in writing the movie, but like, you don't have to write it, man. And he said he had like another writing partner. I don't remember who it was, but it's just.
Also, I was thinking of somebody different. She wasn't Robin in that. My bad.
Oh, okay.
I'll fix that right away because I knew I was going to get a comment on it.
On which one?
Dark Knight Returns.
Oh yeah, no, that was
who played Robin?
I don't remember her name. Some redhead chick.
Yeah. Side note, just Gone Off just donated $15.80, bringing our total to $240.
Oh, it needs to be...
not 420, but 240.
Okay, I mean, still, partial blaze it.
Thanks, Carrie. Carrie
partial blaze it.
Carrie Kelly.
Carrie Kelly. For some reason, I thought that was Barbara Gordon.
Oh, and we just said in the chat too. Yeah,
she's at least she didn't yell it.
Yeah, all right
this time. All right, well, Disney is looking to. Yeah, I mean they're just purchasing shit back and forth here, man. But you know, left and right, they're looking to get their TV rights back for Star Wars from TBS and TNT, and I guess they sold the rights back in. I don't see when, but they sold it for $237 million, and it lasts until 2024. But they want that shit back because they have a streaming service that they're launching soon. So they're going to pay a few million for this, right?
Seems like it.
I would guess so, because they're not going to wait, you know, 6 years, 5 or 6 years. Mm-hmm.
They want that right now. And what's, I mean, if you're going to pay, what? How many billion? 70 billion? What's 500 million to you? This is a drop in the bucket.
Right? Chump change.
Fuck. So, I know I'm a big fan of Nightmare on Elm Street. I don't know. I think you guys are, right?
Yeah.
Doug?
He's all right. He's all right.
You were not really a big fan?
I prefer, like, Jason mm-hmm. or Chucky. But I mean, he's all right. I still watch his movies, but he's not my favorite.
He's my favorite just because of the fact that he was my first, like, scary. He was my first.
His mouth virginity.
He took my mouth virginity and my horror virginity as well when I was like 12. So, so he was my first, and so he's always had a scary place in my heart. And the man who played Freddy, Mr. Robert Englund, is saying that he has an idea for the reboot, and because they are going to reboot it.
Sure.
Again.
No. And so this is his idea, which I fucking love. He said, I would cast different actors to play Freddy for every potential victim because Freddy only lives in the imagination of the future victim.
Ooh.
They would talk about it at a slumber party or locker room at school or on a bus going home. And we all know about Freddy Krueger. He wears a hat, wears a red and green striped sweater, has a clawed hand. That's the specific. So it could be a red and green cardigan for one Freddy. It could be an old tattered baseball cap for another. Freddy could be tall. He could be short, overweight. Could be very muscular. Every one of his victims can have a different Freddy they imagined. And then they can haunt them with that Freddy. Now, they brought up about the continuity of the other films. And this is what he fucking said. At the end of the film, it would be the ultimate victim, and we would see Freddy peel his face open, and maybe it's yours truly revealed, and the essence of Freddy.
I would be so
on board with that.
Uh-huh.
That would be so dope.
That would be. I would be all up on it. I can go back to Springwood for that.
Yeah, Winter says that's how, like, in It, Pennywise presents himself differently to all the kids. Like in the books, like he's like a leper or a werewolf or a mummy or, you know, all these different things, even though it's like, sorry, there's like a bit war happening right now and it's just distracting. but it's very, that I would love to see this in Freddy too, that idea. And I think it makes a perfect sense of what he's saying too. Just the, he would be different in everyone's nightmare that he's a,
and that would get you away from always comparing the new Freddy to his character, you know, who he played for so many years. Like you'd just be like, oh, this is fucked up.
Yeah, because if they did end it with that reveal with his face, then even though it may be different faces throughout the film, with the very end, it's still him. Like, yeah. And that's such a good idea. And also, it's easy for him. He just has to show up on set and makeup for one day, and then he doesn't have to do anything else, right? Since I know, like, since he obviously is getting older, he probably doesn't want to run around and do that sort of role as much, you know. But, no, it's a brilliant idea. It's a brilliant idea.
I think they should do it. I say do it. I do it, please. Do it now. Hey, guys. I was also into Elf when I was a kid. Did you guys watch or wait? No, was it before your time?
What? I'm older than you,
Kevin.
Before your time?
But was it Kev? Before your time?
No, it wasn't. I watched Elf.
Okay, Doug.
No, I mean I watched a couple episodes, but no.
Okay,
I can eat a cat.
Yeah, I watched it when it was like on TV Land.
I was obsessed with Elf to the fact that I made my mom go to Burger King and get me. It was back when toys were like really cool at these fast food joints, but they had these Elf puppets, and they were full hand puppets, and they were really dope. Cool. And so Elf. So somebody said his title: Elf or Alf?
Alien Alf. Life form.
Alf.
Alf.
And so it's getting a reboot.
Alf.
It's getting a reboot.
Alf.
Alf. That's that fucking for some reason triggers me to what's his, everyone loves Raymond. No. No, Deborah. No.
Alf.
Alf.
I'm curious how they do it. I would love to see a puppet. There was something I watched recently. What was it that had Alf in it that was really fucking funny? In a cameo and something. Oh my god, what was it? Anyways, I thoroughly enjoyed it. It was funny. I would love to see them return with a puppet, but you know it's gonna be like something shitty like CG or something. In this remake, reboot, whatever you want to call it. However, I hope it's a true reboot and not just a continuation. Because Jerry, you remember how that show ended, right?
What? Alf?
Alf.
Yeah. Alf.
No, I don't remember how it ended.
So, like the series, he's being chased by like essentially the FBI,
right?
The
U.S. Air Force, yeah,
the government.
The government, right? They're looking for him, and the whole time, like the family's like, "Ha ha ha! We don't have an alien. That's crazy." And so finally he gets in contact with his people, and they come to pick him up, and the family takes Alf there to get picked up. And as the spaceship's coming down to pick him up, they get surrounded by the government, and the spaceship takes off, and we're left to assume that Alf gets taken by the government.
Yeah.
Yep.
Now, they made like a movie, a TV movie, like 2 years later that like addresses all that and just kind of like, you know, sweeps it under the rug. But at the same time, like no one watched it because it had been 2 years and people were salty. And
they should just pick it up right there.
Yeah.
Hey, so Variety is, this is, I don't know, this has got to be like Onion level shit, but it says Variety is reporting that the execs at Warner Brothers TV were sitting around recently throwing darts at a wall covered slips of paper. On each slip of the paper was was a title of an old TV show that could possibly be rebooted, and a dart hit the paper marked Alf. And that's how it got rebooted.
Sounds about right. Yeah. I mean, why not? You're lazy. You need to make TV out of something. Like, fuck creating something new and having to pay like someone else for like a concept that you already own the rights to.
Yeah.
Fuck it.
You guys want to talk some video games?
I guess.
Yeah.
Doug.
I guess.
Doug, you like video games?
You love video games. Come with me. Let me
Come
rub
on,
your
Doug.
Belly.
Let me rub your Check video game video belly game. And make you pregnant with a Sonic or a Mario.
He had Sonic earlier.
Did you have Sonic?
Good.
It seems that Steam has announced that flash sales may return soon. Dun, dun, dun. In a different format.
What?
I don't fucking know what that means, right? I guess it's only for third-party games or some shit.
Developers will be able to choose how long the flash sales will last, 6, 8, or 12 hours, with deals rotating every hour.
Valve wants these to feel like an event, which makes perfect sense. Good, because that shit always made me want to buy stuff.
Yep.
Yeah. And that was like literally the next line of the sentence is like, this would create a frenzied anticipation around flash sales. And that feeling just isn't there anymore. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's what we bitch about every year.
Mm-hmm.
You get the games that you want on day one and the next 2 weeks. What the fuck does it matter?
Yep, exactly.
Let's see. And Kevin and I have been playing some Madden 19. Mm-hmm. And we saw the story come across our desks this week. EA is apologizing for censoring Colin Kaepernick's name in Madden 19. If you don't know the story behind Colin Kaepernick, he took a stand. He was being paid a lot of money by the San Francisco 49ers, and he took a stand. Well, he took a knee. He took a knee during the Pledge of Allegiance, or as Americans like to call it, the paid-for
National
anthem.
There you go. Pledge of Allegiance. Good God. If they did the Pledge of Allegiance at a fucking game, that would be the scariest thing. Like, think about it. If you're...
And it's a non-skippable scene.
Well, yeah. I'm just thinking, like, in real life, like, if you went to a game, and let's say it's one of our games where maybe we have international teams playing, like, let's... soccer or baseball, yeah. Really, there's Toronto, and suddenly we're in Toronto and we're pledging allegiance to the flag. That's some fucking almost Nazi level shit. Like, oh, suddenly all these people show up and they're saluting to a flag.
I pledge of allegiance to the flag
of the I don't know if Canada, if they pledge allegiance to a flag. I have to assume no. But like, that would be some pretty crazy shit for a stadium just to start doing that.
Well, like, no, you don't pledge allegiance at a fucking game. I've never had to fucking...
That, like, is what I'm saying, Kev. Can you imagine if that happened? Like,
the thing is, crowds get so fucked up. Have you been to a sporting event? Like, people get so wasted before the thing happens. Just picture how many. There's no way you can get the whole crowd in unison on that one.
Now, you know that the NFL doesn't want anything to do with Colin Kaepernick. He is he sued the NFL. There's been conspiracies. Like, there's collusion things, like everything under the table is getting thrown at them because of the fact that none of the 32 teams will hire him because of his stance. He took a stance that says that, you know, taking a knee during the national anthem because he is protesting violence against black people getting shot by the police, kids dying, things of this nature. And so anyways... In this year's Madden, his name was censored. You know that came from the fucking NFL. They were like, if you're going to use that song, you got to censor his name. Like, no doubt. And then somebody caught on, and then EA was like, oops, our mistake. We're sorry. We're going to put it back. So they're going to patch him back in.
Yeah, I mean, like, even who was it that did the song? It was Big Sean, I guess.
Yeah, Big Sean.
Yeah, because he's like, it's disappointing and appalling. The NFL and EA took Kaepernick's name out of my verse on Big Bang for Madden 19. Like, it was a curse word when he's not a curse. He's a gift. Nobody from my team approved any of this. Yeah, if I'm him, I'm suing the game. Or I'd be like, at least being like, you either uncensor my song, because one, we did not agree to that. That's not why I let you put my song in the game. Or I don't know. I mean, like, that's not the terms we agreed to. Write this now. Like... And so at that point, they probably just pull the entire song out again. But at that point, they've already spent the money to have the rights to the song.
The NFL can't afford any more bad press. It's
this year is going to be such a shit show already.
It's a huge shit show. That new helmet rule and preseason is already,
again, they're trying to stay away from concussions. Mm-hmm.
Preseason has already been a fucking mess.
What new helmet rule? I don't follow the NFL because I don't give a shit, but like, what's happening?
There's a new helmet rule that says that you can't lead with your head and you can't hit with your head first, And so something that...
You mean like how you do tackles?
Yeah. It's something that you're just raised with. And so far in the preseason, the games, it's just been constant like
penalties.
flag.
Yep.
And it's been a shit show. So... so instead of the NFL investing in actual helmets that can stop and like
cause car costs, crashes every right. four downs.
And the thing is like the technology is there. Like I've watched a few documentaries on this shit and the technology is there, but it's fucking expensive. And the NFL doesn't want to pay for that shit. And teams don't want to pay for it because the players, you know, they're like, well, the average lifespan of a NFL career is only 3 years. So why are we investing so much money in it? We're already paying them. Fuck it.
Yeah, because 3 years, but then you have these guys that come out and they have so much fucking brain damage from various concussions that they end up killing themselves or families or whatever. Like that.
Oh
one
no, that's a
like
current lawsuit.
Yeah.
Oh, Chris Benoit. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I mean, like because you know, in regards to him, like he's been completely like just blacklisted. I don't know what just erased from the history.
Yeah, there was because, There was a WWE DVD that was released after all the shit went down that they blacked him out in a picture where he, or like in a video where he was hugging Eddie Guerrero and they completely blacked him out.
Yeah, and it's because you know again like he suffered all these like concussions and all these injuries and stuff that like it eventually led to you know again like depression stuff. There's people that used to like work with him as trainers and stuff that said like he was not the same guy. Like he took like one hit that kind of like sent him over that pushed him over. Like the like he came back and he was not the same person. He was suddenly like he was way more like hot-headed, you know, was way more aggressive and all this stuff. And like and then seriously depressed and stuff. And then I don't know, just it's just crazy to me that like you have this happen in something as big as like the you know the WWE and then you're seeing like the same thing happen in the NFL and the NFL spent so much time and money trying to like keep that information from getting out. Like, no. Our players are safe. But they won't spend that money instead of trying to like to you know suppress that information instead of actually helping their players. But now they're trying to change the rules where again you've had guys that are in their you know, early 20s who have spent you know JV, varsity, and then going into colleges and playing on those college teams, and then into the NFL, and that's all they've been known to how to play and play like. And then now you're expecting them to change it? Like, fuck off.
Yeah.
if you want to change the sport, maybe like slowly introduce these rules and then make sure that the like high school and college, you know, those are following the same rules.
You got to start it young in order to like, and I am for the change of actually like, you know, making it safer. But at the same time, the NFL has lost its kind of violent fun, I will say.
Yeah, I mean, that's why people, I mean, you know, we were watching the World Cup a couple of months ago, like back in July and stuff, and we were talking with Brendan, and B was like, I don't care for soccer. He's like, if I want to watch, I would watch football or rugby, right? Like, where there's actual, like, violence, you know, where there's actually, like, people hitting each other.
Yeah.
And it's like, yeah, but football's not like that anymore. You know what I mean? Like, but that's why those people, like, that's why that sport is so much bigger here in America than soccer or whatever.
What does that say about us as Americans? We just want
We're fucking violent as shit, man. Like
it's like
the fact that we just let people go buy like AR-15s at like a fucking grocery store is proof of that enough.
It's like we're fucking living in Rome and we just want to see the gladiators kill each other.
Yeah, pretty much. No, if they made that legal, we'd be absolutely the country that would have televised death matches.
That's true.
Would you like to know more?
Boo, 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 boo. The more you know.
No, that's the more you know.
All right. Somebody in the chat was
just
like,
"Real quick, go ahead. I have one more thing to add.
Go ahead.
I know that you can't buy AR-15s in a fucking grocery store. Don't at me. You can't actually do that."
somebody in the chat was like, is this the 8-Bit Geek or 8-Bit Sports? Man, it's been 279 episodes. We've never mentioned sports, okay? I think 5 minutes is okay.
Chuck Fu says, Safeway, we sell yams and AR-15s. It's a good callback.
Candy jams. Oh,
we sell candied AR-15s.
Best damn AR-15s I ever had.
Gamefly is shutting down, guys.
Yeah, wait. Oh.
It's still open?
It still
exists? I saw this headline and I went, huh?
Well, yeah, they're closing down on August 31st.
Well, hey, you better get your games in. What happened? Do they still send you games?
No.
Yeah.
Maybe. All right, time to stock up.
But now you're
under the 31st. Oh,
yeah. No, they're just, maybe they'll still send you stuff, but the streaming is going to shut down.
Yeah. They probably realize how much of a fucking, like,
cost
like,
it is.
Right. Yeah. What a cost it is to run that every month.
And the servers. I don't fucking know, man. But it's, there's other services now. Go to that.
Oh, there's tons. I mean, pretty much every console has their own, like, now service. I mean, Xbox has the Game Pass, PlayStation has PlayStation Now.
Hmm. It didn't make it that long at all.
Hey.
2015.
Hey, so Overwatch, remember when the league first started and we started talking about it and we were like in awe that it would cost people $1 million to start a team? You remember that or no? Because
sure.
Okay. Well, now that season one is over and they've signed these TV deals and they've got all these endorsements in place and shit's really popping off. $60 million for a team now.
Ridiculous.
Man, well there goes our dreams.
If you want a Overwatch League team now, it's $60 million.
If you want us to start an Overwatch League team, we need more patrons, please.
Donate.
Just donate our patrons. We really wanted to get a team together to join the league.
We've got Windress, we got us, we have.
No, don't count us. Get out of here, Kev.
We have Windress.
You're not good at games.
Probably, Paul.
Yeah. We have Windress. Windress is going to carry the team by herself. She can play solo.
We've got Windress.
We got the healer.
She's going to mercy solo it, and she's going to kick everyone's ass. Yeah. Just kidding.
Yeah, we got Ants and Druid.
I could play Junkrat, which is, I guess, nobody uses in competition, but I could show them up.
Oh, yeah?
I'd do it different.
Man, okay, question. In the league on your team, can there be like duplicates? Can people play the same character?
Only in like not in like league,
not in competition. No,
yeah, it's like certain modes you can, but for the most part, even in quick play,
no, we're not talking about that. He said in competition,
yeah, even in competition, but there's it's only
one
like one Symmetra and one Mercy and all that.
So
cool,
yeah. BioWare is saying that they're not giving up on Mass Effect or Dragon Age, and they say
it seems felt like they did.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, man. And they also came out with that crazy fucking story last week. How if Anthem doesn't work, doesn't mean we're shutting down. I mean,
we're only going to mobile gaming.
They're making some crazy fucking statements, man.
When you said that, the first thing I thought of was that gif of that dude at the rap battle that just kind of turned his head. He's like, EA's like,
I wish that EA would let BioWare make goddamn like an actual KOTOR game.
Didn't they mention that a couple E3s ago that they were going to remake KOTOR?
No. I don't know. They may have like reskinned. One of them recently got an update. Like I say recently, like within the last like 2 years, got like an update to its graphics and stuff, so you can actually play like in like 1080 or higher. But like but they did, you know, the Old Republic, the MMO, and so like, okay, all right, give me an actual game, BioWare. Like
that's all anybody wants.
Yeah. Like this new Jedi Valor or whatever the fuck that game's called that's coming out, I don't remember. Like, it better be goddamn good, because right now EA, aside from like their mobile games, it sucks. Make a good game. And like, BioWare already has it. I love the Old Republic.
Yeah,
so just let them do their thing.
Me too. Sardion.
Sorry. And just, I mean, I love Mass Effect. It'd be cool to see them actually make a good Mass Effect again. Dragon Age, I don't care. But like Star Wars, The Old Republic.
Get them, Windress.
I just don't care. I didn't play them. I don't care. Like make a Star Wars game.
I would love for them, if they are going to come out with a second one, just cut the bullshit in Mass Effect Andromeda 2. Just cut the bullshit. just like more let I and it just seemed like they were kind of spinning their wheels, and the ending to that game, it didn't even start getting good until the absolute end.
Yeah, like,
and then it was over.
I say this, Mass Effect, just bring back our star. Bring back Master Chief, and we'll be happy. Doug, so
it's Dom Phoenix, please.
Hey, guess what? I'm going to this little LAN party this weekend. It's called QuakeCon.
Oh yeah.
And I'm gonna play Fallout 76. And I'm gonna play the new Doom game, I hope. And I'm gonna play that new what's that fucking game that we all something number two.
Rage
that,
2.
The Rage 2. That Rage 2. Where I'm gonna play that.
Rage 2.
And I'm gonna have a lot of fun doing that shit. And just to let you know, guys, Fallout 76 beta, when you play it, it's the full game and your progress carries over.
That's
cool.
Sounds awesome. It really
until
scares me, though.
Yeah, until somebody plays this like 24 hours and then gets
there's
everything.
Gotta no, they've gotta put like a fucking like
level
like
10
a stopping
cap.
Point. Yeah, yeah, like a cap.
Yeah, maybe, like, I mean, maybe a level cap.
Because I know Destiny did that. Destiny had a level cap at their betas. I think Call of Duty had one. Like for, you know, whenever they have a beta, like every other week. Yeah. But man, that scares me that would be the full game. Just being, you know, once again, I think it's really going to end up being like Rust or like something like that, where it's just like a kind of run of the mill survival game with not much story.
Like people are...
And that's what I'm fearing.
That's the thing that that's the thing I think in too, because of the fact that when you say Fallout, people get really excited because of the world, but you also are forgetting that Fallout is very successful because of its RPG like structure and its stories and quests and like actual adventure. With this, it's just like, all right, I'll build some shit and oh, here's some enemies and it's
they're all running at me naked
and I'm dead and there goes my building. Oh shit, I got to rebuild. And I think that it's going to have a very Rust kind of approach to it, which kind of scares me as well. I agree with you.
You got to let us know next weekend, or are they going to have you sign like an NDA?
No, it's open. Like they will have what they do at QuakeCon is they have open booths and you just go play it and go check it out. And so
cool.
I don't know if officially
ideas.
I would see, I would think that Fallout 76 would be there to play. I don't see any reason why it wouldn't be, but I'll definitely let you know my impressions of it if I get a chance to get over there.
Cool.
I am going to be drinking so much. It's going to be so fun.
Are you getting a hotel there or something?
Oh yeah.
Okay.
I'm there the whole weekend.
Oh, it's in Austin, right?
No, it's right here in DFW.
But and you're getting a hotel?
Yeah, because
he's going to be drinking, Kev. He's not. What are you? What is wrong with you, Kev?
What
are you promoting? Drinking and driving, Kev? Dude, I cannot stand for that on this show.
You know I'm talking about Lyft or Uber, right?
Those don't exist here, Kev. They've been outlawed in DFW.
Yep. Outlawed?
Yep, that's true.
What is like some dude with a six shooter come out? Yo, y'all got to get out of this town there, fucking
nope.
Lyft. And...
Trump
no,
came,
they just,
Trump
they just
came
make
to town.
Them illegal. It happens in a lot of cities, Kev.
Trump came to town, and he took an Uber somewhere. He didn't like it, and he just said, y'all have to ban it, and then we
y'all
did.
Y'all are a bunch of murderers and rapists no longer allowed here in DFW.
You get a one star.
So, anywho, Kev, QuakeCon is a giant LAN party with over, like this year, they've doubled their space, so they're expecting like 8,000 people.
So you're bringing your rig and everything.
So I'm bringing my rig and all that, and then I have a hotel room and like I'll play all night and everything. So I go there Friday morning, and it should be a fucking awesome time. And they're also doing a press conference for Doom. And they're doing that on Friday at 11 a.m. Central.
That is going to be so cool.
So I'm going to try to stream from it as well.
Good luck.
I mean... AJ had a decent time streaming.
Had a significantly smaller event.
That's true.
I don't know. Wasn't it? I feel like it was smaller. Probably wasn't.
I think it was big. It's the UK's biggest.
Yeah, but like the UK is like the size of Texas.
That's true.
So
let's
been there.
Let's
can
not,
confirm.
Let's not get crazy here. It's the size of Maine. Okay.
Oh God, no. Been there. Can't confirm.
No, it's bigger than that.
Yeah. No.
But Also, just once again, Uber and Lyft are not outlawed in DFW.
Yeah, yeah.
That just was again, so people don't fucking at me.
And Trump did not make his way.
Having this happen a lot lately where people, I make a joke or something, and then people decide to DM me and tell me I'm wrong. I'm just kidding. That's only happened a handful of times.
Once a show. Once a show.
Once. It's been a couple of weeks.
Sometimes twice.
I just feel like I have to put a disclaimer in front of everything now, because otherwise it's going to be like, oh, you're wrong. Listen, Bill, I know.
Bill.
Hey, Ratty says South Detroit. Fuck you, South Detroit is real. That's 100% real.
Random, you've never been there because it don't exist.
All right, last story of the night before we get out of here. I just wanted to let you guys know that Nintendo's NES Classic has outsold the Xbox One and PS4 in June.
So, yeah, because they finally put them out.
I didn't think people still were fucking, I didn't think people cared.
I saw one at Target this weekend, and I was like, oh, fuck.
Like,
I want that.
It looks awesome.
I have the SNES, so I was like, oh, I want that NES.
I do, too, but like, it's, I didn't get it. My SNES is just sitting here, and like, collecting dust. And I'm like, yeah, the Switch is going to have all these NES games on them soon enough.
Right, and that's kind of what I was thinking. I was like, oh, this is enough when they release them on the Switch. But
the one I might actually buy, I'm sure they're going to make it, is the N64. Like, I'll buy that, because even the RetroPies can't play N64 that well.
You know it can? Your PC.
Yeah, but then I'm talking about, like, for the living room and everything.
Nah, you don't need that.
You need to just sit in your office and play games.
You don't need a living room.
Oh.
You need a gaming room.
Ryan says, I probably played Doug's SNES more than he has. That is 100% true.
I forgot that he spent time with you.
Mm-hmm. He and Katie and Ollie played one day while I was editing or something. I don't remember. I was in the office working, and I could hear them out there playing.
Hey, like Ryan, Donkey Kong. Real quick, before we leave, you've stayed now at all three of our places. Can you rank them 1 to 3?
1, 2, 3.
1, 2, 3. Just let us know, you know, where you had the most delight. I won't be sad. I'm gonna be on the bottom.
Where you had the most delight.
Doug is going to be, oh God, he just said 1, 2, 3.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's the show, everybody.
So that's Doug, Jer, and Kevin. Okay.
No, that's Kev, Doug, Jer.
No, from left to right?
Yeah, you are number one.
You are number one.
You're number one in my book. You know that he's seen you multiple times, so you know you're his favorite.
No.
He just texted me and says, don't let the guys, oh shit, but you're my favorite. Oops.
Oh, hold on. He just texted me too and said, hey man, sorry, you're last. Oh.
Shit. Oh, he just PayPal'd me $50.
And on that note, let's get out of here, huh? Until next week. I'm Jeremy.
I'm Doug.
I'm Kevin.
Is there something that I'm forgetting? Oh yeah. Lots of love, hugs, and all that bullshit.